Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
Minnesota!
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
I'll tell you what, Goo.
What you got, baby?
If you want to know how not to start off a day, I'll tell you how.
I think you can't top my how I started my day, but you go ahead. You go first.
So let me tell you how you don't greet somebody. I know why you're in a bad mood.
Oh, boy.
First of all, three things right off the bat. I'm not in a bad mood.
Evan Giddings.
Now I'm going to be in a bad
Evan's
mood.
Evan's told you.
And you have no idea what gets me in a bad mood or not.
Yeah.
And it's certainly not when either the Philadelphia Eagles or the Minnesota Timberwolves lose games they shouldn't have.
Everything.
Evan fumbles something for you. Let's put
what's
on the table.
Brought
to you by
I tell you what.
So, I just wish he would have had the solution right there, and then we could have kept going. But what he said, you know, it's still, I just sat back. Like
some might
fella.
Say I'm trying to help you by withholding
Ooh,
a certain
now,
piece
now, Evan, I
of
looked
your
at
property.
It like that. Wow. People don't know, but
no,
they
that's
know.
Not part of the, that. That's not yeah. in this one.
Some people call it product.
Where's the best place to get a vanilla buttercream cake? Anybody know?
I don't.
Vanilla buttercream. I'm looking for one over the weekend.
You're going to have your girls back, huh?
Oh, yeah. We got them all back.
Hey. Look at you. Ask me about my morning real quick.
How's your ear?
Well, it was about my bladder. Steiny, I'm getting old. When you get 50 and you're driving traffic and you got to go number one.
Don't.
There may be a billboard with my face on it. I had to pull over somewhere and handle bit. I felt like I was going to explode. Wasn't like that when I was 20 and 30. But it happened.
Well, you're
But I'm still working out. I got a bad ear.
Ideally, we'd be talking about sports, but I've always had a problem with that kind of thing. We should have public bathrooms
gotcha.
Left and right. All over. You should be able to go into any building and use the men's room or woman's room. We should have access to it.
I had an uncle from Texas that carried a can.
It's
in
not
the
a
car.
Crime.
I'll never do
to have
that.
To go to the bathroom,
dude. It was like check engine light came on.
Philip Rivers. Let's go.
Oh,
look at Evan was
no.
He
this
was
is
on
serious.
That one.
This could be Not a blessing in disguise. This dude knows how to read defenses. He's obviously in shape. So he's got a bunch of kids. So I'm just telling you,
Stoney. Why would you say he's obviously in shape?
Because if he knows he's about to get pounded on guys coming trying to take his head off, he wouldn't be out there.
Would you have
there.
Said that about Ragnow?
I don't know.
He's the guy who came back for the Lions and then he couldn't pass a physical.
That was hilarious. I got that. But not Phillip Rivers, Stoney. Niners play him in a couple weeks, Monday night.
Yep. First things first, though, Tennessee. This is one of the things I was thinking about, Niners-wise, because there's a couple things. But I think expectations are changing for the Niners. Like, it wasn't very long ago where I think you and I agreed, well, if they make the playoffs, you know, even if they don't win a game, that'll be fine.
And I'm still there.
And, of course, it'll be fine. The world won't end. But if you look at the NFC right now, why can't the Niners win a game at least?
Okay.
I mean, look at the teams right now. Yeah. Philly, I'm looking at, think about the last couple games. Hurts was terrible last night. Stafford was very bad a couple weeks ago against Carolina.
Hurts didn't get some help too. He was bad, but he...
Darnold threw four interceptions, and we were getting all, you know, incensed about Brock Purdy throwing 3.5. The reality of the situation is that there isn't a dominant team in the NFC. The Rams are probably the best team, but the Niners... What I'm saying is if the Niners right now, they go into the playoffs and lose in the first round.
Still success.
Yeah, but it is going to be really disappointing at this point. Because the injuries to me are no longer like an excuse. Like, they're not going to have Warner.
Why? Because of what other teams are doing?
Yes, absolutely. Who's a juggernaut in the conference right now? Name me a team that the Niners would look at and say, we can't beat them.
The Rams.
Well, they beat the Rams already.
See, when I bring that up, you say it's invalid.
No,
because
I don't say it's invalid.
But they had you, the recent had you down 21-0 in your barn.
The Eagles are not as good as we thought. Are we doing this? So now the Eagles are really still good, even
the
though
Eagles
you
have
said
the
to
talent.
Ross Tucker that they were going nowhere?
No, not because of they were devoid of talent.
Why do you want to take pressure off the 49ers?
I'm not taking pressure
off. If you look at the landscape of the NFC right now, if you look at the landscape of the NFC,
there's
nobody that should just walk over the 49ers just because they've got two guys out on defense.
All those teams would point at that's the defense we want to play.
That's fine.
That's why I'm being...
But don't take
the
pressure off the Niners. Like, the Niners aren't going in there as some upstarts.
No.
They might be the number one seed.
You're trying to strip them of what they earned already and have surpassed.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to say... expectations are changing. They're 9-4. They still can win the division. I thought the Eagles were really, really good. I thought the Packers were really, really good.
They did the Packers.
I thought the Rams were really, really, really good. Then they lose to Carolina. All I'm saying is, as I look at the NFC East, it's not as good as I thought it was. And the Niners, they should have a shot as much as anybody at this point. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, that's what I live for. Everybody's got a shot any given Sunday. I'm shocked, Stoney, that you're sounding like me, that now it feels like, Phillies, they're stuck in neutral, but they still have weaponry. They still got
the Niners. They're missing two guys.
But who the Niners?
You know, I saw another list of players who have been out for other teams. And, man, the Niners are not the only team that's had a lot of injuries.
And they need some help at the wideout position. And we don't know what's going on with Ricky. I'm just saying.
Well, the Niners,
I'm not going to strip them of already surpassing expectations for me with these injuries. That's what I'm saying. And you're right. That's the beautiful thing about the NFL. Any team can win. But I feel like those other teams look at the Niners if they had to pick and say, we want to play them.
It's so funny because you look at the Niners and we talk about the schedule, and you know the schedule wasn't the toughest schedule, but everybody wants to say, you got to play the teams. Right. Well, they're 9-4. They're 9-4.
And I'm looking at
a conference that is considerably less than what everybody thought. So, like, all I'm saying is the expectations, I think, for the Niners are changing. Like, it's not, of course, they want to win the Super Bowl, but why can't
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why shouldn't they win a playoff game at this point? Why can't they go into Philly and win if they had a win in Philly? They might finish better than Philly.
Stoney, I'm watching. And if the Chargers can do it, so can the Niners. But the bottom line is, this is wordplay here. So maybe I need to double back and say, are you saying if they don't somehow win the playoff game that they qualify for, we're assuming they get in, would there be disappointment now?
Yes, absolutely.
Not to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's fine. But I mean, they're 9-4. Okay, so you do want it both ways. Like, I'm willing to say to you, you know what, guys?
Yeah.
You're right. This schedule, I haven't given them enough credit on the schedule. They've taken care of who they've taken care of. Goodness gracious, they're 9-4. I'm looking at the landscape. Yeah. Nobody's as good as we thought they were. You know what? Yeah, they have a shot. They have a much better shot than I thought. But now it's like, if you don't want the expectations, you can say, well, we still have guys hurt on defense.
Well, I still need to see the three of these four remaining games that I feel like are going to be difficult, especially now that Indy got Phillip Rivers. That's no bum off the street. I'm just telling you.
When's the last time he played?
They got a defense. It's been a while. My point is, he's coming back for a reason, and we know he's a future Hall of Famer. Forget it, and we'll leave Indy there. Every game at this point, I believe, is going to be, you know, it's the NFL, Stoney, outside of Tennessee. Then you got the Seattle game, which I expect to be flex. You got the Chicago Bears. I'm just telling you, I'm not going to let what's going on in other locales make me tell the Niners, oh, I'm changing my opinion if you don't get it done. Getting it done is qualifying, and right now they're sitting pretty. But, Stoney, it sounds like you printed their playoff tickets. I'm just one of the Niners fan. Yeah.
They're 9-4. They got Tennessee coming up.
And okay.
Like, this is my point, is if they lose four in a row, it's going to be disappointing.
You know what? 1-3 would be disappointing as well.
Well,
that I'll give you.
If they get in and they're 1-3, that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as they get in.
Yeah.
But I don't understand
the uncertainty.
The NFC's not as good as we thought. Can we acknowledge that?
Can you tell me where you're starting with that? If it's Philly, we can play ping pong right now. Philly is in a rut. I'm not
right.
This could be 2023.
Well, that's who you'd open with right now.
But they
right
got
now.
Talent. And
okay.
I believe if they faced the Niners defense, Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, they would all eat.
Okay. That's you. That's you.
And Philly might lose out and not even make the playoffs.
Maybe. So your expectations for the Niners haven't changed.
Yeah, I still got them success if you get in. But I get where you're. I'm not mad. Like, I understand. I'm shocked that you're saying that.
Why?
Because if Brandon Ayuk could come back, then your team is getting stronger.
Ayuk's like Kuminga to me at this point. That's how much he matters.
Well, I got something for you on the other side.
But my point is that have your expectations for the Niners changed seeing them win three in a row? Them be 9-4 and see other teams in the NFC falling off. I mean, the Eagles are 8-5 now.
Yeah.
Hey, remember every hour today and tomorrow we're giving away three Warrior jerseys. All three are the town jerseys that they debuted on November 24th against the Jazz. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler jerseys are up for grabs, and one of them could be yours. Listen for your chance today, tomorrow, today and tomorrow. For more details, go to 957thegame.com. That segment brought to you by Safeway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.